This is GQDN for Monday, August 25th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Especially the one called Quest Worthy. If you put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off your purchase. Quest Worthy's the drink. Quest is the code. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff, good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, somebody's nervous at Borderlands 4. What was the overview of Gamescom? And somebody at Ubisoft has been naughty. But we begin with some good stuff. Yes, Liquid won the race to world first Saturday night, right after the live show, the weekly show. So here's your top five. Team Liquid is number one. Then it followed up with two EU servers. Echo, EU Guild, that is, came in at number two, and Method came in at number three. But right now, the rest of the top five is in doubt. Hugo Hero, that's China, is right now on Dominus at 48.96% of part three, and Instant Dollars is right now on part two at 68.34%. That's your top five. Well done, Liquid. We'll be done with that for a while, though. So once again, Liquid, good job. But they had quite the weekend. According to Esports Insider, another Team Liquid, keep in mind Liquid is not just a guild in World of Warcraft, has qualified for the Valorant Championships. And that's once again, is according to Esports Insider. Now, they're not the only ones. MIBR also did secure their spot. And they'll be going to Paris on September 12th. And they'll be running to October 5th. Now, Liquid is the region's second roster to qualify for Valorant after Fnatic, who did reach 18 BCT EMEA points with their victory over Apex at the VCT EMEA Stage 2 group stage. So they had quite the weekend. Liquid, you get top spot for a reason. Good job. Wow. But when things go up, things must come down. And I say wow to this as well. Because according to PC Gamer, Ubisoft's CEO was summoned to appear before the French court because of a harassment trial. Yes, that did happen. And Guillemot was summoned to appear before the French court, and that was following the trial that had three former executives that were found guilty at the workplace harassment back in June. And the three were Sergei Hascott, Tommy Francis, and Guillaume Patrox, Richard Alba, and I do apologize. But they were given fines and suspended sentences from 12 months to 3 years after being convicted on the accusations, including sexual misconduct, bullying, and systematic racism. And all three did resign or were dismissed from Ubisoft following their conduct in 2020. The trade union Solidarities informed McCree and four other individuals that were involved in the original trial did file a subpoena instructing Guillemot to appear in the Brogany District Court on October 1st. And that was reported by the French news network BFM TV. And the summons is in relation to the trial. Now, Ubisoft did say in a statement to BGC that they did receive the summons from the union and related parties to appear before the court, saying that, quote, "These are the same civil parties, and then this summons is based on the same facts as those in the case judged by the court this past June, following an investigation by the public prosecutor's office," end quote. Now, they also did say that after the investigation, which is contrary to the civil parties' request, quote, "The public prosecutor's office decided that there were no grounds to initiate criminal proceedings against Ubisoft or its management, a decision it confirmed during the closing arguments
at the hearing last June, end quote. So that is indeed a thing. Now, we will indeed keep our eyes on this, because this is apparently not going to go away. And neither is Assassin's Creed. Okay, they did something bad, so why not do something good? Because, according to PlayStation Lifestyle, there's going to be a free Assassin's Creed Mirage DLC for all the platforms. And since this will be free, it'll be arriving sometime this year. Because they did strike a deal, Ubisoft did, with Saudi Arabia. And that was the Saudi Arabian Wealth Fund. Now, the developer did decline to comment on the report, but the new content is based in Saudi Arabia. So there you go. Now, there will be some new story chapters and missions set in the 9th century, but there will be some other things coming with it, even though Ubisoft didn't offer any other details. So the DLC will come with the base game improvements, and all the content will be free for everyone. So later this year, well, Assassin's Creed did get up on X and said, quote, "Assassin's Creed Mirage players, we have a surprise coming your way later this year. New story chapters and missions in the 9th century Aliwa, gameplay improvements for the base game and a new location, all for free. Stay tuned," end quote. But since we got a release date, well, this one got moved. According to Engadget.com, Replaced is the game, and it has been delayed again, and it will now come out possibly next spring. And the Sad Cat Studio did apologize for the delay, because they wanted to do, quote, "what's right for the project," end quote. And that's because they wanted to create a special experience. Now, keep in mind, this game was supposed to be coming out back in 2021. It was announced in 2021, supposed to come out 2022. My bad. But as we know, that did not happen. So the company did announce a release date for 2025. And the news did indicate that isn't going to happen. But that will indeed be coming. So, what will indeed happen with it? We will find out, won't we? Yes, we will. Maybe that'll be announced next year's Gamescom. Okay, maybe I'm joking about that. But Game Informer did say that Gamescom 2025 was the biggest and most diverse show in history. Yeah, that's a direct quote from their title. Because look, Cologne, Germany did bring in nearly 400,000 visitors from more than 100 countries. And that did bring an all-time high in the digital reach, breaking a new record. And the association is calling it the most successful show yet. Indeed, indeed. And as far as the international participation, there was a total of 1,568 exhibitors from 72 countries that were on the show floor. And there were also 40 country pavilions representing 35 countries, including Thailand, Dubai, and Christian. There were also over 34,000 trade visitors, 630 million views from the entire show, 72 million Gamescom opening night live, well, 72 million views, 5.7 million page views from Gamescom Epics, 1,568 exhibitors from 72 countries, foreign share was 70%, 40 country pavilions from 35 countries, said that before, approximately 233,000 square meters of gross exhibition space, and around 80,000 people at Gamescom City Festival. Lots of good stuff there. Yes, yes. Now, there was also some bad things going with Sony, and that means PlayStation. Because in GamesRadar.com, according to PlayStation boss Herman Holst, he did say that the live service failures were good for development for future attempts. And he was talking about Concord, he was talking about all this other stuff. Now, we may have talked about this in the weekly show, as I realized that and how, but here's what Holst did say. Quote, "I don't want teams to always play it safe, but I would like for us, when we fail, to fail early and cheaply," end quote. So will they learn? That's the question. Well, people could learn from Hideo Kojima, because he already has written a concept for Death Stranding 3, according to GamingBolt.com. Because apparently he wants somebody else to make it. Now, Kojima did reveal he had a concept for a third game, in the franchise because he was having an interview with PlayStation Arabia. And that's where Coutinho did mention that he doesn't want to make the title himself, but he wants someone else to do it for Death Stranding 3. In fact, here's what he said, quote, "I have no plans to make Death Stranding 3 at the moment, because the ending of Death Stranding 2 was my finale of 1 and 2. But I already wrote the concept for Death Stranding 3, so I have that in data. I hope that someone will create it for me," end quote. Now, we also know that he's working on two other major projects, and that's Pheasant and OD. And that's where OD would be slated as a stealth game, and he wanted to make something like Metal Gear, like a Metal Gear Solid title, since he did leave Konami. For the quote, "Of course I have a lot of new ideas that I want to create, but when I became sick during the pandemic, I realized that a lot of people wanted me to make something like Metal Gear. That's when I had the idea for a new espionage game. I reflected, and I thought the idea was good," end quote. So Kojima wants somebody else to do it. Well, that's about the attitude you would have if you're nervous about something. Back to GamersBolt.com, because Borderlands 4, Gearbox CEO, is nervous about a campaign and challenging fights. And that's the CEO, Randy Pitchford. He is nervous. As he said, quote, "We have lots of players that actually aren't interested in deep, hard challenges. Lots of people that love just exploring the Borderlands and spending time with characters. I'm a little nervous because there are points of Borderlands 4 that are more challenging. But the one of the coolest things about Borderlands 4, because of the nature of the RPG, is if anything is a little challenge for you, you can just grind somewhere and level up and become more powerful. You will find that things that were hard when you were a little chump, will become trivial when you become an expert." But we definitely have pushed the challenges quite a lot, especially with bosses and boss fights mechanics. So he's nervous. Maybe that's why this is coming? WCCF Tech said that Xenoblade Chronicles 2 might be coming to Nintendo Switch 2, because there was some footage that was shared today by the developer on X, and that was going to be a part of the hiring ad that showed some in-game cutscenes featuring different lighting than the original Nintendo Switch release. So, could this happen? In fact, all this is translated by Grok at Monolith Soft did say, quote, "Job of an effects designer. This is a role that creates various visual effects within games. It covers a wide range of phenomena that exist in reality, like flames to do without fixed form, such as damage effects for attacks, enriching the player's experience. Recruitment information is here," and they gave the site. But could this game be coming to Switch 2? And if so, when? Well, if it does, we'll let you know. Because this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.